You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
G'day, I'm Irk, and welcome to episode 192 of Irk FM, Down the Pipes and Into Your Ears. This is going to be very, very interesting. In the studio, we have Scott from Dead Man Industries. Hello, Scott.
How you going, Irk?
Good, mate. How are you?
Not too bad.
And under the flight path, competing with A380s and who knows what else, trying to outvoice him, we have Explained from Foundry Road. Hello.
Hi, how you going?
Good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good.
It was a big night last night, mate.
No, not really.
Yeah, no.
Now, the reason that we have you two together, and I might be going to live to regret this, who knows, is that you two have been working together to bring out a new range of merchandise. Tell us about that.
You going to go first, mate?
I've been working. He's been looking at screens.
Yeah, I've been dithering.
We've got a lot of clothing coming out very shortly. It should have been out already. But,
yeah, once again, it's my fault.
What was the excuse you used? It must be really evil.
There's a higher power somewhere that really doesn't want these shirts to come out.
Anything that could go wrong last week went wrong.
Right, enough talking over you. Keep going.
you get your shot. I scream a lot. So, Dead Man Explained is the brand of shirts, and so far the designs are looking awesome.
We're the two blokes that are doing it. We're both ugly as sin.
Yeah. I'm a lot prettier with my makeup on. So we're going to make sure that the makeup goes on to the shirts, literally.
Yeah, that was a fun promo. Well, doing the prototypes, late night, many beers, put your makeup on, here's a shirt, rub your face into it. Oh, look what we found.
So it was really that simple?
Well, yeah, the first one was.
Click this
item. Yeah, then I actually went and did some work.
Yeah, me too. I drew up a pretty one, which has not been released to the public eye just yet.
No, that's very secretive. I've been sworn to secrecy with the new design. So that'll be coming out in the next little while.
La, 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 la.
And so while we're here, we should also talk about the Mr. Alternative and the Miss Alternative competition, which Mr. Explain is an entrant.
Yeah, well,
I'm entering into the Miss Alternative. I wear dresses and I want to be a girl.
Yeah, how was the zombie march, dude?
What was that, sorry?
How was the zombie march?
Oh, the zombie march was fantastic. I got a lot of people laying down on the ground looking at my skirt.
Yes, you looked resplendent in the photos, by the way.
Yeah, check them out on my Facebook page if you're keen to see a man in a dress wearing face paint.
Did you ever think of shaving by any chance?
Yay.
I did shave. It grew back in 3 seconds. I'm a Sasquatch. Jesus Christ.
So tell us about why you're entering Mr. Alternative and why should we vote for you?
Why should you vote for me? Well, the reason why I've entered is because of this whole world domination thing. I want to drag my band across the world eventually one day, and the only way to really do that these days is to get people to look at you, not necessarily just hear you. So I'm just putting my face everywhere. The Mr. Alternative gig there. It sounds like a great place to do that. There's a lot of people in there that are in the metal, and coincidentally, we've got a spot on the lineup that night. Foundry Raider are going to be playing. So, here comes a plane! Jesus!
We finally found something that's louder than explained.
Yeah, it's Emirates Airlines, big boofy looking plane coming over. And go away, I'm doing an interview, this is so professional. So I just stuck my face up onto their website and seeing how we go. The only people that actually commented on it are people making fun of my face. But that's cool. They know now. It's just they another now day know for it. You. What was that?
It's just another day for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of people that hate me. I'm pretty cool with that.
And, of course, the Foundry Road shirt has gone around Europe, Japan, Hong Kong, and there's also a couple of extra shirts now in England.
Oh, awesome. Yes, us boys from Foundry Road want to thank you for that as well. We kept up with your updates. You travelling around the world in one of our shirts. Did you wash it the entire time you were over there?
No.
It walked itself to the bathroom, I think.
I washed it when I came back. It is now hanging in the studio.
And so, I was going to say, if you didn't wash it over there, I don't know if you'd get it through customs, the amount of green shit that's probably grown on it.
Although, having said that, I only wore it when it was time to... Oh, here's a landmark. Pull the Foundry Road shirt out of the bag, put the shirt on, get the photo taken, take the shirt off, back in the bag.
Okay, so you didn't wear it the entire time you were over there?
No, I'm not like Homer Simpson, dude, where I only wear the one shirt for my entire life.
Oh, well, that's all right. Look, I've been up pretty close to you on a few occasions, and every time you smelled okay. So I can't see why that shirt would smell bad. Unless you used it for something else, like toilet paper while you were in Japan or something when there was no toilet paper.
Although it was pretty warm in Spain, so the rain doesn't mainly fall on the plane in Spain. It's very dry. So tell us, dude, before we let you go, how's Foundry Road going?
Yeah, we're going really well. We've been spending some time in the studio writing some new stuff. Keep your eye out for it. When it does come out, it just kills our first album. Like, I'm pretty proud of our first album, but this stuff that's coming out now, like that we're writing now, is just ridiculous. So this one wants to just fly straight over my head. All right. Hello. I can see your undies. Right.
My next episode of Aircon, I'm doing in Polish.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you over a jet engine that was about 3 foot from my head.
Next time I do an episode of Aircon, I'm going to Polish.
I thought you do it on the train?
Nah, not on any of my trains. Earthpod's still going from... I'm in Hong Kong at the moment.
Oh, okay.
You still got a backlog to fill that through.
Yeah, that's right. So, you've got new stuff coming out. I've heard Derail and Into the Filter. They're awesome. Tell us about those.
All right, well, Into the Filter, geez, I'll get my own song name right. Into the Filter is a very personal song about a friend of mine, a struggle that he had. And I was with him while he was going through this struggle. Wrote a song about it, and he approves, he loves it. And so do a lot of other people, actually. They sort of hit home for a few people. Derail is... it's basically, the whole song's a metaphor for just struggling with crap. Like, I don't mean to bag out your job, but a lot of the trains I've been on have either run late, don't have aircon, and you...
Smell like your ass.
Yeah, you just don't... you just don't feel like you should buy a ticket for some of these trains, so just basically put that down on paper and showed the boys what sort of sound I was going for, and it's one of our, I'd say, if not the catchiest sort of riff that we've got, and... Yeah, I really enjoy playing that one. Actually, it's a get up off your seat and jump around like a clown sort of song.
funny, that jump around like a clown coming from you.
Yeah. Well, I
and you still don't know when your birthday is.
I don't know when my birthday is. I don't. I don't even know where I came from. Eh? Like, it's just.
That was going to be my next question. How the hell did you get out of the cage? I'm sure I locked that this morning.
Out of the cage? They stuck me in the sun in this backyard in a cage. That's why I can't get away from the aeroplanes. I thought, oh, poor little clown needs some sun. He looks a bit pale. And he chucked me outside.
I really know I should have filled your water bottle up before I left too. Sorry, dude.
Water bottle?
Because our friend from Adelaide, Rachel, who you met, she's still having counselling, by the way, just saying.
I'll tell her to come back anytime. I'll give her some counselling.
So before we let you go, I've had some requests for safety dance, dude.
Some requests for safety dance. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I was talking to a few people on Twitter the other day, and one of the guys was saying, oh, I really love that song, Safety Dance. And so I said, have you heard the metal version of that? And he's like, no, I haven't. And I says, well, my dudes, Foundry Road, they do a metal version of Safety Dance. Go check it out on YouTube.
Yeah, well, we've actually recorded that. It hasn't been mixed up. Mixed properly or mastered yet, but as soon as we get hold of that track, we'll give it straight to you, and you can play it all you like.
And trust me, dude, we will be.
I bet. That one will actually be a free release because we're not keen on paying a couple of junkies royalties for a song that is just blatantly stupid. That's why we did it.
But you love that song.
Yeah, I love it because it's stupid.
So, of course, we can find you at foundryroad.com. I'll put a link in the show notes for the Mr. Alternative. Good luck with that, mate, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you very much, Eric.
Bye, mate.
See you tonight, brother.
And that was Explained from Foundry Road. And so we thought that we'd bring him on because of the connection with the shirts and find out a bit more about
much for that.
And find out what's going on. So, Scott, tell us about Dead Man Industries. We've heard a little bit about it there. We've explained, but tell us about how it started.
Dead Man Industries is about 18 months old now. Clothing label in Western Sydney. Based around heavy metal music, my love of art. I wanted to actually start it when I was 16 and got put off, put back, lifestyle changes and whatever else, and pulled my finger out, got stuck into it, and here we are. And now as a result, working really closely with Foundry Road, being able to bring out Dead Man Explained as well, which is the ugly half-sister of Dead Man Industries. And we're all moving forward together.
So why the name Dead Man? Have you been known as that for a while? What's the story there?
That's actually an evolution of a nickname that I was given when I was working at a previous job. I was known as Goth Boy. So 10 years down the track, a lot of evolution happened and I turned into Dead Man.
And of course, Goth's a totally different way of flying altogether.
Absolutely.
And so tell us a little bit about the logo that some people may have seen and indeed is on your forum.
The Million Dollar Man. Sat up drinking one night, had a brilliant idea as I usually do when I'm in that state. And it's basically a drawer's mannequin hanging by a rope.
And of course, having said that, you don't condone suicide or anything like that?
Not at all. I've written many a disclaimer when it comes to my designs.
Have you had people come up to you and go something like, you know, that's a bad thing to do, you know, that's a naughty Mr. Dead Man, you know?
Not as yet, surprisingly. I push the envelope as far as I can without pushing it off the table. So I'm not big on lawsuits.
Yeah. And so, of course, you've got some shirts out and there's some more shirts coming.
We do. First three designs were The Million Dollar Man, Lost Cause and How To in Series 1. There's 12 in Series 2, which will hopefully be out early next year. I was going to say before Christmas, but that ain't going to happen now. We've got the Dead Man Explained stuff coming out as well, so we'll push that first and keep moving forward.
So tell us about the process. It's not just a matter of me coming up to you and saying, Scott, I need a shirt.
No, you go through my personal stuff, that like the Dead Man Industry stuff, go through the design process, edit out all the crap, all the late night sessions that don't really work, and then, get it down to the ones you like. Once the artwork's finalised, it has to be put onto the screen so you can print it, one for each colour, so it's can be time consuming, but yeah, and then lay it all out, and just a process of putting the ink onto the shirts with the design.
So it's not just a case of firing up the computer, firing up the printer, hitting print, and then ironing it on. It's
no. All done by hand, all screen printed, ink and squeegees and mess and all the fun stuff.
So how long would that take to do an average shirt?
Once you get into a rhythm sort of thing with it, a shirt, you can probably turn around in about 5 minutes. But when you start times into that by 300, 400, 500, it starts adding up.
And of course, the paint has to dry and everything like that as well.
Absolutely.
So, how important is merchandise to a band?
Their lifeblood. You can sell as many CDs as you want, but if you've got your name on a shirt that you wear around every day, people that may not have heard of you before, haven't heard your music, may not grab their attention straight away, but a shirt with a killer logo on it certainly does.
As a classic example, at the moment you're wearing a Foundry Road shirt, I'm wearing an Amada shirt, totally not planned.
No, we did do well with our fashion sense today, though. Well done,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, we did. And so I've noticed that there's a lot of ways that bands are getting out there on Facebook and all of that sort of stuff, but the shirts are very, very popular still.
Yeah, they've stood the test of time as far as promotion goes. And for the bands, it's a good way to make some extra cash as well, to go back into recording and keep the band ticking over.
And so you'd know a lot of your customers around here. If you can... if you go to the show notes, you'll see a link to your Facebook page. Yep. So you can see some of the designs and all of that sort of stuff. What sort of metal are you really into? I know if you want to listen to this week's episode of IRC FM Metal Monday, episode number 6, you actually made a guest appearance. How was that?
I did. I showed up on your front door and...
let me in.
Yeah, and had some fun recording with Judy sitting in on it as well. And, just annoyed the shit out of you for an hour, basically.
Oh, but it was all good music, and because of the whole Dead Men thing, we played some death metal.
We did. Was it Claymore? Empirical had a show in there as well.
Yeah, we played Empirical.
Kicked it off with some Emotus. It was always good.
How do you see the Sydney music scene at the moment?
It's finally getting back to where it should be. There was a long period where nothing was happening. Pretty much after Jerk split up and Cryogenic went their separate ways, and Alchemist is coming back too, which I was very surprised with. But they were kind of the stalwarts of the late 90s, early 2000s metal scene, and then nothing happened, and all these bands have come out now, and it's getting really good.
I know that you were saying during Metal Monday that you're a bit reluctant to name bands because they're like children and you don't want to forget one. So yeah, name some bands.
Okay. Bands that the Dead Man Industries endorse are Lab 64, A World Less Cruel, Ill Content, Foundry Road, Emotus. I've done it again. There's another two or three, I think. all the boys and girls... get behind each other. Oh, actually, tensions arise. Cassie's going to kick my ass for getting him for forgetting them twice now. All get behind each other. Everybody works together. Everybody moves forward. And start getting some of these bands signed. That'd be excellent.
And, of course, there's a lot of bands around. You travel to quite a few venues. Tell us about some of the places that you go that I might not have necessarily been to.
The Mighty Dialects of Doom. There's been down to Canberra and Where else did we go? Been up to Newcastle a couple of times. Was supposed to go to Orange with Lab 64 earlier this year and didn't make it due to other commitments. But yeah, get to wherever we can.
Even in Sydney, there's a few venues that I haven't been to yet. Venom, such as...
Yeah, Venom's coming on strong. They've been really good to the metal community over the past couple of years. They Blink shut down for a while, and Venom definitely took up the baton and ran with it. And it keeps moving us forward.
And a new venue in Newtown, and also a old venue with a new name in Lewisham.
Yeah, Lewisham Hotel's now the Sydney Lifehouse. And they've come back on to really push metal. And Club Lead have got another offshoot as well, starting at the Sly Fox as we record this tonight. But, yeah, once a month, I think we are.
Nah, sounds good. And, of course, there's Club Lead at Parramatta. How's that going?
CJ's in talks with them at the moment. I can't confirm nor deny anything, basically because I don't know. But, January is the re-kickoff for that, as well as Club Lead Newcastle, which is just moving forward leaps and bounds. The Newcastle metal community has gotten right behind that, and it's excellent.
Because I know I haven't made it to Newcastle lately, but you have, and Foundry Road have been up there, and Canberra. I know when I was away, Foundry Road and Amatus, and I think you went down to Canberra as well. How was that?
That was a really good night. All us nutcases followed each other down there and got up to mischief for 2 days. It was great. Yeah, the basement in Belcollen is a really good venue. And definitely going to get some more support from Sydney bands.
Sounds really good. So when you were growing up, what sort of music did you like to listen to?
Did I like to listen to, or was I forced to listen to?
Oh, either way. if it was forced, I'd say country and or western.
No, actually, there was a lot of Neil Diamond and Barbara Streisand when I was growing up, and surprisingly early teens, it was top 40s, and then I turned 16 and woke up to myself, slapped myself around and started getting into metal, which was really good.
So if you had to, I'll ask a standard AKFN question for you. If current day Dead Man could talk to, say, 16-year-old Dead Man, and give himself some advice, what would he say?
Pull your finger out and start your clothing label, prick.
I thought you might say something like that. If you had to give some advice to young bands when it comes to merchandise, what's good and what's not good when it comes to merch?
Sometimes you got to pay a little bit more. Always go for quality. You may have a shirt that'll last for 5 years, and you may not sell another one for 5 years. But people are going to talk about it, and 10 of their mates are going to buy it. So, yeah, do your research, get your quality.
Have you had any design training, or is it just what you...
Formative years, could not stop drawing. I'd just draw constantly. Did first year of graphic design at TAFE, and got a job offer, and, yeah, probably should have stayed with the studies a little bit more, but it's a way the world turns sort of thing, and yeah, taught myself the rest.
So if anyone is in a band and they would like you to design one, or for instance, if you might be a podcaster, who knows, and they can come to you and say, hey, Scott, this is who we are, what can you do for us?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Between me and Explain, we've got a pretty good depth of knowledge when it comes to graphic design and designing stuff, so...
So it's been a lot of fun to meet so many different people in the local Sydney music scene and the metal scene in particular, because you don't know necessarily what talent people have outside the industry.
Their day job is usually vastly different to what they do on Friday and Saturday nights, which is good, and it's a deeper pool for everybody to draw from.
Because, for instance, you know, we were talking about yourself and Explain with graphic design and promotion and that sort of stuff. You know, you're more than happy to promote anyone.
it cost me nothing, and if everybody could benefit from it, I'm going to push it all the way.
Because ultimately, we've both been at gigs where they've only had five people.
And it sucks for everybody.
It does.
And
the band as well.
Yeah, well, I was going to make that point, absolutely. Like, you look off the stage and there's two blokes and a kelpie. It's like, well, why did I bother? So, yeah, definitely get behind the live music scene in Western Sydney. And there, for the quality that we're getting now that's coming through, like, and still paying 5, 10, 15 bucks to get into a gig, we are bloody lucky at the moment.
We are, especially considering that some of these promoters, they might have, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7 bands at a time.
Absolutely.
And you're paying 10, 15 bucks to get in, compared to what would have been the last quote-unquote mainline concert that people have gone to and paid over 100 bucks.
Yeah.
And, you know, listeners, you hear the quality of the music that comes on this show. You hear the quality of the music that comes on Metal Monday.
Well, and there's so much passion that's put into it, and it comes out through the music. They put their heart and soul into everything that they do, and if it takes them 6 months to record an album to get it right, it's all coming out of their pocket, and they'll keep paying until they get it right. So definitely get behind the bands.
Absolutely. So I'll put a link on the show notes to where we can find you, so if anyone want some more information about Deadman and, you know, where you'll be, because you will be at these places.
Denny's diary. usually once a week, if I remember. But, yeah, definitely promote all the bands and whoever's playing on any set weekend.
Because I know last weekend we both had a big weekend.
It was full. So I didn't get around to everything.
So where did you go last week and where did you miss?
Last week, DJ Jizz, a very good friend of mine, she was playing at Broadway Lounge, doing a Halloween set there, and then we're off to Blink on the Friday night, and got all sorts of messy, and woke up at some time on Saturday morning. Saddled up again, went to The Valve in Tempe, and saw Immodus, and A Worldless Cruel, and Nazjap, and Under the Eight Ball, I do believe. And, yeah, didn't end up getting to Venom for Melody Black and Origins Jankin on the Saturday night. My liver didn't like me anymore.
And, of course, last Saturday night was a great gig because people were all dressed up for Halloween. Some people, Hello Explained, had been to the zombie march.
Yeah, there was definitely lots of fake blood flowing last Saturday night.
And it was a really good night because that was the first time that I'd seen Immodus since my trip, and it had been their first gig for a while. And on the Friday night, I saw Empirical, and I know you're a fan of theirs as well.
Due to schedule clashes, I didn't make it down to the Lucky, unfortunately. But I'm very envious of you for seeing Empirical without me.
I would love to see them, Foundry Road, and Immodus on the same bill. I think that would be absolutely awesome.
That'd be a really good show.
And with Immodus, Michael got dressed up, the vocalist from Immodus, he got dressed up and he was wearing the clown boy paint.
Yeah, it didn't last too long though. It was sweating rather profusely. And he ended up wearing more than, his clothes ended up wearing more than he was.
But having said that, you can see the professional makeup that Explained now wears, and there was quite a few people dressed up in the face paint for Halloween and the zombie march and all that sort of thing. But it just goes to show, if you've got some sort of visual hook, and this is what Explained was talking about earlier in the interview, if you've got some sort of visual hook, whether it be the merchandise, whether it be the clown boy persona, whether it be the face paint or whatever,
something that people can relate to and remember as an image, it does make life a lot easier.
Like now, if we say clown boy, we know exactly who we're talking about. Absolutely. And he knows exactly who we're talking about, and all of his fans know exactly who we're talking about. And then if people outside the Foundry Road community wonder who it is we're talking about, well, we can say, this is what we're talking about.
Quite easily.
Yeah. So, Scott, pleasure having you in the studio. It's been an absolute ball. And we will have to keep in contact, of course. And
definitely.
You actually supplied me some really cool music. Episode 5 of Irk FM Metal Monday, Dominate.
Another one I forgot that I'm going to get in trouble for. See?
That's what we were talking about.
Yeah.
Naming children and forgetting a couple.
Yeah, when you got 9 of them, they all show up and go, well, you didn't promote me. Sorry, dude.
But we all do it for the love, and
absolutely,
that's all that matters. And you know, as we've both said, there's great music out there, and I'm sure outside Sydney as well, there's some great music as well. So,
well, Newcastle, it's perfect. War Faction and Laurel Millennium, they are going great guns up there, and yeah, they're definitely getting a cult following north of Sydney.
Awesome, sounds good. So, thank you, Scott. That is Scott from Deadman Industries. Check the show notes for the link, find out more about him, and check out some of the designs. The easiest way to get a shirt is to see him at a gig.
Pretty much, at the moment, yeah. That's usually where we do most of our business. There's actually a competition that will be run on the Miss Alternative website as well. You can see all the designs for Series 2, and you can vote on which one will be released first.
Awesome. So I'll put a link in the show notes as well for Mr. and Mrs. Miss Alternative. I'll get it right. The funny thing is, the Miss Alternative's been running longer than the Mister. It's new this year, and for the Mister, and it's all good.
Thank you very much, sir.
No worries. So on behalf of Scott and myself, good night, Interweb. You've been listening to Irk FM episode 192. Don't hate me because I'm metal. Good night, Interweb.